to look up at Mike, although Stan was an inch over 6 feet, and Jerry nearly 2 inches over.
"Stan, is it?"
"Yeah, we have a problem," Stan explained. "We made a mistake tonight. We stopped the car to pick up Janice. Now it won't start."
"Asshole!"
Janice slapped the back of Stan's head. "Has the car been starting up normally until now?" Mike recognized the red-headed Laura. He didn't know her name. She looked away from him when they passed each other in the hall. To Mike, she was stunning.
"I drive it every day to school and have had zero problems," Connie told him.
Mike sat in the driver's seat. He turned the key to the start position. Nothing happened, except all the dash lights came on. Mike turned off the ignition, looked at his watch, then turned the ignition back on and left the seat to rejoin the teens on the sidewalk.
"It's the security system.
I don't have a security system," Connie interrupted.
Mike waved Connie into a position where she could see the dash.
"See the blinking red word that says security?"
"Oh, I see it."
Mike went around to the car engine compartment. He twisted each battery cable. The negative cable moved.
"Your negative battery cable end is loose. A momentary power loss may have caused the body control computer to lose the key code. If we leave the ignition on for 10 minutes and the blinking light goes out, it will mean the sensor inside the ignition cylinder housing sent the relearned key code to the computer. The car will start then. Can I pop the trunk open and check for tools?"
Connie nodded.
"Sure, my dad has a small toolbox in there."
Mike worked the trunk release and went around to the trunk. He returned a few minutes later with a small pair of channel lock pliers. Mike tightened the negative terminal end and put away the pliers. He shut the trunk while looking at his watch.
"It'll be a few more minutes."
"I'm Connie Emmerich. That's Janice Jefferson and Laura Fahrenbach. I guess you already know Jerry and Stan. Jerry told us you're a sophomore."
"Yeah,"
Mike admitted with a shrug.
"Thanks for helping us,"
Laura spoke for the first time.
"Better hold that thought until we see if I did help."
Mike smiled at Laura. He glanced down at the dash. The security light was out. Mike sat in the driver's seat again, motioning Connie over.
"After 10 minutes, turn the key to start momentarily, and then turn it back off."
Mike turned the key to start and momentarily cranked the engine, but shut the key off immediately.
"It cranked,"
Connie said excitedly.
"Wait a second and then start the engine."
Mike turned the key, and the Buick engine cranked and started.
"If it happens again, Connie, you may need to get the ignition switch and cylinder replaced. Those key code sensors go bad on these models." "Outstanding!"
Jerry clapped Mike on the shoulder as the sophomore closed the hood.
"Let's go do the spooky old woods."
Mike grinned.
"What spooky old woods?" "You know, the house over by the aqueduct."
Mike's face lost all levity.
"Man, Jerry, you guys don't want to fool around down there. It's dangerous."
Stan laughed derisively.
"Oh, come on! Mike the Mech is a big girl!"
"Mike got the car started,"
Connie retorted.
"What did you do? You're not scared, are you?"
Janice peered up at Mike's grim face with a big smile.
"Yeah, I am,"
Mike admitted. He angled around the group in the direction he had been going.
"See you all in school." "Old Mike ain't having any,"
Jerry commented, with reluctant admiration.
"Let's get going."
"What if the Buick won't start when we get down there?"
Laura glanced away from Mike's retreating figure for the first time.
"We have to drive at least 2 miles in on that dirt access road and then walk the rest of the way. I don't know about you bunch, but I'm not too crazy about getting stuck there."
"Laura's right,"
Connie said, causing Jerry and Stan to groan in anticipation.